Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, Text Number 11. I guess we can all repeat. Yeyatamam prapadyante.
Yeyatamam prapadyante.
Tam sataiva bhajamyaham.
Tam sataiva bhajamyaham.
Mamavart manuvartante. Manusha partha sarushaha. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. O Sona Pritha. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Everyone is searching for Krishna in the different aspects of His manifestations. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is partially realized in His impersonal Brahma-jyoti effulgence and as the all-pervading super-soul dwelling within everything, including the particles of atoms. But Krishna is fully realized only by His pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization, and thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have Him. In the transcendental world also, Krishna reciprocates with His pure devotees in the transcendental attitude, just as the devotee wants Him. One devotee may want Krishna as Supreme Master, another as his personal friend, another as his son, and still another as his lover. Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for Him. In the material world, the same reciprocations of feelings are there, and they are equally exchanged by the Lord with the different types of worshippers. The pure devotees, both here and in the transcendental abode, associate with Him in person, are able to render personal service to the Lord, and thus derive transcendental bliss in His loving service. As for those who are impersonalists and who want to commit spiritual suicide by annihilating the individual existence of the living entity, Krishna helps also by absorbing them into His effulgence. Such impersonalists do not agree to accept the eternal, blissful personality of Godhead. Consequently, they cannot relish the bliss of transcendental personal service to the Lord, having extinguished their individuality. Some of them, who are not firmly situated even in the impersonal existence, return to this material field to exhibit their dormant desires for activities. They are not admitted into the spiritual planets, but they are again given a chance to act on the material planets. For those who are fruit of workers, the Lord awards the desired results of their prescribed duties, as the Yajneshvara, and those who are yogis seeking mystic powers are awarded such powers. In other words, everyone is dependent for success upon His mercy alone. And all kinds of spiritual processes are but different degrees of success on the same path. Unless, therefore, one comes to the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, all attempts remain imperfect, as is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradi devrena bhakti yogena ijeta purushapara. Whether one is without desire, the condition of the devotee, or is desirous of all fruitive activity results, or is after liberation, one should with all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness. So the text again. Yeyatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manuvartante manusha partha sarvashaha. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O Son of Pritha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deva Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskya Dhyade Siddharne. Thank you all for coming. As they say on American Airlines, we know you have a choice. We think you made the right choice, though. So in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. That Krishna, he's the original source of everything, and especially bliss, knowledge, and eternality. As a matter of fact, that's what Krishna is made out of. He's made out of Satchitananda Vigraha. He's the complete form of bliss, consciousness, eternally. So we're also eternally, by nature, Satchitananda. And just like a little spark feels good when it's in the big fire, so we also feel natural when we're actually in the fire of Krishna consciousness. And therefore it says that everyone is searching for Krishna because everyone is searching for three things. That's right. That's one of them. Searching for knowledge of how to become eternally blissful. But one cannot become eternally full of knowledge and full of bliss until one contacts the personality who is a complete form of bliss and consciousness. Therefore, everyone's success in life is actually in proportion to how much they become conscious of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Vatira na Krishne paratakshatova ito bipadyeta grihavratanam adantago virvishitam tamizram punak punas charvita charvananam. Vatira means our consciousness. Just like we come here to the temple so we can put our consciousness upon Krishna. And the success of our being here in the temple is how much we actually put our consciousness upon Krishna. And Matirna Krishna, unfortunately, as we know in society, most people are not interested in putting their minds upon Krishna. We have to force their minds to think about Krishna. It was like yesterday in Rijeka, there was a Rath Yatra, and people didn't know they were being forced to think about Krishna. As a matter of fact, probably some of them, their inquisitiveness, were, why are all these people blocking the street? Who's this person blocking the street on this chariot? And they hear Krishna, oh, he's the one who's doing it. So they became a little conscious of Krishna yesterday. At least wondering who's blocking their path. And who's throwing the bananas and the apples at us? Oh, it's Krishna. Not so bad. But most people are not endeavoring to think about Krishna. Most people are in the material world, they're trying to solve their material problems. Because as soon as the soul enters the material world, it's a world of problems. Because people may claim we're being pessimistic, you know, it's birth, death, old age, and disease. They're not real big problems. They're just kind of inconvenient. And all the other problems, the miseries, well, you know what to it. You have to take the good with the bad. You can't know how good things are until you experience how bad they are. Well, we're certainly on our way to success. And people, how do they find out how to get free from their problems? Because that's what the material world is basically an endeavor to do. Because we can only become happy as much as we get free from our problems. Either we forget about them, and then we're so-called happy by taking intoxication, or becoming absorbed in sports or music or whatever, politics. Then we forget about our problems. When we hear how big everyone else's problem is, well, I'm all right. Everyone else is suffering a lot more. I'm just suffering a little bit. So I'm a good person. Matirna Krishne Parataksato Mito Bipadyeta. So either individually we're trying to solve our problems, doing our exercises, or we're trying to taking our vitamin pills or drinking our becoming hydrated. As one picture said, people are entering into hell, all the blazing fires all around, people are being whipped and tortured. And one person in the front says to the person in the back of it, the secret of success is to stay hydrated. So we're in hell, but stay hydrated at least. Good Ayurvedic advice. So people are trying to solve their problems either by self-study or by going to conferences or by a combination of both. But they don't know what their problem is. And here it explains, the problem is that they don't know who to follow. They want to become happy. They want the knowledge of how to become happy as long as possible. And they're choosing so many persons who are promising it. How many advertisements say, please take our product, brush your teeth with it, and your teeth will fall out. Take this medicine, and you'll develop, you know, your tonsillitis will go away, your liver will have to take your liver and your spleen and your heart out. But don't worry, your tonsillitis won't be there anymore. How many medicines on the bottle say, you know, they have, you know, big, big advertisement for how wonderful, you know, practically the container is effulgent, and then a little small print. You say, what is this? You go blind trying to read it. You know, your liver turns green, your lungs turn black. Some of the little side effects. You know, don't worry about it. So everyone's an advertising. It doesn't matter who it is. The sports people. You know, if you can do three somersaults in the air and still land on your feet, you know, you'll be in heaven. You'll land in heaven. I remember watching, you know, when I was actually learning a little bit of aerobatics, then I saw these YouTube videos of people trying it out. And one person jumped up, spun around, and landed, and he broke all his legs, both his legs, probably crippled now. They don't show you that. They only show you the success stories, those the 1% who survived the whole thing. It's just like they have this picture of these big, big horses, and they're trying to cross this very swift river, and the river's flowing very. And one big, big horse steps into the river and gets swept away. And then the other horse, big, big, bigger horse, gets swept away. And all these horses get swept away. Finally, there's one little scrawny horse left, and he's saying, I'm going to do it. So everyone's advertising, you know, listen to this music, get this education, do this, do that, and then you'll be blissful and full of happiness. And everyone is, you know, winds up in the same place. No one actually succeeds. Therefore, Krishna says, Avijananti mamahudha manushim tanum ashityam param bhava majanato mamabhuta maheshram. The fools, they deride at my descending in this human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all the being. So Krishna comes as a coward boy, and people just laugh. This is the leader. Even Lord Brahma, the leader of our universe, when he heard from the demigods that God has come as a coward boy, he said, this is ridiculous. My God is not a coward boy. My God is Narayan. So he learned, not such a hard way, but he learned that who Krishna is. But most people, if we actually went out and told people, for instance, on the street, you told, here, take this book, it's about a cowherd boy, really a cowherd boy. Yeah, but he was, you know, he had a lot of girlfriends. Oh, maybe this is more interesting than I thought. So most people will just laugh. Oh, your God's a coward boy. As a matter of fact, if you go to India, people think that this is ridiculous, you know. They're worshiping God. But, you know, he's a coward boy, but it's a little interesting, actually, because he had 16,108 girlfriends. He got married to, actually. So it's not so bad. That your God was a thief when he grew up. He's a killer. He killed his nurse. Even before he could probably properly open his eyes and crawl, he killed his nurse. Then he started to kill the animals in the forest. And even a cow he killed. Even a bull. Anything he got his hand on, it wound up dead. Then when he could, he started to steal from everyone. No one was safe. Everything he could get his hands on. And then he created a mafia in Vrindavan. And then when things got a little bit, you know, when finally the king wanted to, you know, take care of him to get justice done, he fled Vrindavan. The women there were getting too serious. He fled Vrindavan, went to Mathura, and started to kill things there too. Killed a poor elephant standing at the door. They walked in and killed the wrestlers. Then he killed his uncle. And then everyone who came to visit practically wound up dead. He was the terror of Mathura. And then fled into Dwarka. And kept up his business. Stealing women, killing people come to visit him. Until finally his relatives, in a drunken state, they killed each other. Such, and these people are worshiping these people. Where are they at? So that's how people think, you know, these poor people, look at them. They get up in the morning. The men keep their bed sheets on. They're too poor to afford clothing. Every time you ask them a question, they just say Hare Krishna. They don't know anything else. We could say they're brainwashed, but we don't believe they have a brain. And they claim a coward boy is God. An aborigine coward boy who is a thief, a murderer. His parents were such criminals that he was born in a prison. What can we expect of these people? And then they go around with their book claiming he's God. My God. This is their God. But as Prabhupada, he was speaking to Professor Katosky at the University of Moscow when Prabhupada went to visit there. And Prabhupada was trying to explain to Professor Katosky the difference between matter and spirit, that we're actually spiritual beings. And Professor Katosky could not accept that the fact that his body was changing or that he himself within the body was always the same. As far as he was concerned, he was always changing and his body was exactly the same as when he came out of the womb of his mother. You should see his mother, what she looks like. So Prabhupada kept on trying, he tried to convince him that there's a difference between the body and the soul, and he couldn't understand it at all. So then Prabhupada went down, the next step down, that we should try to create first-class people in society. People who are truthful, who are clean, who have knowledge, And Professor Kotowski definitely couldn't accept that, that there is actually different people in society. As far as he was concerned, everyone was the same, the lowest. So then Prabhupada finally gave him some philosophy that Professor Kotowski couldn't refute. Prabhupada said that actually there's no difference between your communist philosophy and our philosophy. Because your philosophy is you have to accept someone as the supreme. So you're accepting Lenin as supreme. And our philosophy is we accept Krishna as the supreme. So both of us are accepting someone as supreme. Now the difference is you'll follow Lenin and you'll go wherever he went. And we're going to follow Krishna, we're going to go wherever he goes. That's the only difference. Tarko apratishta shutiya vibina esavarishira yasyani binam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katasapanta. The dry arguments are inconclusive. Now, everyone in Kali Yuga likes to argue. And basically what we're arguing about is who is our leader. Because behind every musician, every kind of music, every political party, every sports, type of sports or athletics, there's always a leader. And whatever we think, whatever we're attracted to, material, wherever we put our consciousness, then we're always thinking about who's setting the standard. Who's the leader? And all the arguments about who the leader is, that's all. Trying to prove by arguments who's the leader. But, tarka apratishta, just dry arguments without any experience is inconclusive. Because unless you become the leader, you won't experience what the leader is experiencing. You can read about it, just like there are so many actresses and actors who are like the leaders, where people are thinking about, like Marilyn Monroe. She was a, I don't know if you ever heard of her. She's a little old now. I don't know what she is. Anyhow, she was like the leader. So everyone wanted, they were actually, you know, the ladies were dyeing their hair blonde. They were trying to look like Marilyn Monroe and act like her, as if that would actually lead them to the path of bliss. Now, she was spending her whole life taking antidepressants. She was always frustrated. I don't know how many men she married. Maybe she lost count too. She was not a very happy person. Yet people were thinking, if I look like her, if I talk like her, if I act like her, then I'm going to become happy. But she was miserable. So their leader was miserable, and what could they expect out of following her? Just like nowadays, there used to be a movie called Spider-Man. You heard of Spider-Man? Well, we got one big reaction there. So the children, at least in America, they had these Spider-Man costumes. I don't know if they ever, people had that here, Spider-Man costumes. So what's going to happen to these poor children at the time of death? They're going to think of Spider-Man. And they're more likely to become a spider than a man. So that's their hero. They think if I can swing, you know, on the string, you know, that my life will be successful. So they've chosen a spider as their leader. So they'll go to the spider kingdom. So everyone has to choose a leader, and if we argue about it, who's the best leader, it'll be inconclusive unless we actually do something to experience it. Unless you become a national hero in sports, or you become a great actress or actor, and then see how much you'll experience happiness and bliss forever. Tarka pratishta shutiya Vibina. And there are so many scriptures for people in different categories. That's their scripture. For those who are like a certain newspaper like Time Magazine or something, that's their scripture. They read it with faith. And they believe in what it says. And for others, you know, who like National Geographics or something, that's their scripture. Everyone has their scripture, and they're reading it, trying to find some bliss and knowledge in it. And there are so many other leaders. Shutaya Vibhina, Nasab Rishi. There's so many rishis. Mick Jagger is a rishi for some people. The Beatles were rishis. I mean, the singing group. Some sports hero was a rishi. He knew how to hit the ball into the hole, so he was almost as good as God. So everyone has their authority, their scriptures, their authority, whatever. But when Prabhupada was asked by one guest can you tell me what the difference between Buddhism and Krishna consciousness is? And Prabhupada said, do you practice Buddhism? He said, no. And Prabhupada said, well, why don't you do something? Practice Buddhism. Just don't talk. Do something and you'll find out. Just talk about it. So, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Everyone, there is some leader we're going to follow and we'll get the experience if we actually follow them rather than just talk about it. Like people will go to a game and they'll watch the game. They'll never play the sport. They'll just watch the game. And their only experience is watching others doing the sport. So nowadays, most people become spectators. They don't want to do anything. They just want to watch and identify. But if we actually want to find out, then we have to find someone that we're interested in following and then do something, whether it be in the mode of Mahajano Yena Katasapanta. Prabhupada said, if you're in the mode of ignorance, then Haranyakashipu becomes your hero. There's even a Ramayana where Ravana is actually the hero of that Ramayana in the mode of ignorance. It's one of the Ramayanas in the mode of ignorance. So at least follow Ravana, and then you'll find out what it's like to be Ravana. Or if you're in the mode of passion, you want to make a lot of money, like Bill Gates or others, then at least work hard and then see what that's like. Do something so you can get the experience. And then at least you can eliminate it. It wasn't the highest experience. Or in the mode of goodness, you can worship Bambi or someone like that. You feel good. Oh, the deer. Become ecologist or whatever they call it. So at least do something and then get the experience and see if actually that's what you're looking for. Or try out Krishna consciousness. Accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and follow his instructions and see what that gets you. That's all. All this philosophy is just so we can accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and get some experience what it's like to associate with him. See if it's better than associating with the Beatles or some sports hero or some movie star. And see what that experience is, chanting Hare Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna is making all the arrangements. If one wants to be in the material world, one can be there because Krishna has given so many varieties of material existence and one can try them all out. And he's also given varieties of spiritual existence. You can try out merging Brahman for a while. Take a vacation. Or you can go to the spiritual world and you can have varieties of relation with Krishna there. So Krishna is making all the arrangements. And if we don't believe it, well, it just so happens Krishna is in our heart and we can ask him, my dear Krishna, I'd like to become a dog. And Krishna will make all the arrangements. As I said before, one lady after the class raised her hand, it was a school, and said to Prabhupada, she said, Swamiji, you said during the class, that your lecture, that if I act like a dog, I'll become a dog. But I just want you to know, I don't mind if I become a dog. I want to become a dog. So Prabhupada raised his hand and said, "You have my blessings." So if we want to get that experience, Krishna will give it to us. He's in our heart. He's willing to give us whatever experience we want. The devotees just go advertise that try out a little prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, hear this philosophy, see if it's not a better experience. But just don't hear and then just go away. Try to do something practical. Just don't accept that Krishna is God, because you might get into trouble. Just like during one Sunday feast lecture in Chicago many years ago, I was talking to one lady, and she was telling me how much she loved Krishna. So I thought, that's very good. And then she said she has Krishna on the altar. I thought, that's even better. And then she said, well, one day I'm going to become Krishna. I said, that's a lot worse. So she knew how to worship, but she got the wrong person. She thought she was worshipable, but actually Krishna is worshipable. She was almost there. Just one little mistake. So at least we tell people to worship Krishna, he's God, but if we can engage people in chanting Hare Krishna, taking some prasadam, hearing this philosophy, and then applying it in their lives and get an experience, then they may actually accept Prabhupada as their leader and accept Krishna as their leader. Acharyas is a leader, and try to make some effort in their lives to follow them more than they're following all these other leaders who are directing them in so many different directions. So that's what we're trying to do. Just give people a little taste, a little philosophy, a little prasadam, a little chanting Hare Krishna, give them a taste, so then they become interested in finding out what kind of leader Krishna is. Because we know people have a choice. So let's give them an opportunity to have something, the best possible choices, namely Krishna. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? I think it's time for RT, isn't it? So we're not gonna, yes, one question. Yes. Mike. This is our eternal pastime. Oh, he's feeling separation from the mic.
Thank you for inspiring lecture. I would just like to ask, when you mentioned that it is good to accept Krishna as leader and to a greater extent that all the other leaders we are following. So I would just like to ask you, how can we stop following the other leaders to the greatest extent possible? What are some practical things we can do in order to achieve that in the highest extent?
Well, two things. One is we have to understand that all these other leaders are representatives of Krishna. That no one does anything independent of Krishna. Krishna says, I'm the ability of man. So even when Sanatana Goswami, he was trying to study the Bhagavatam with his other Brahmins, trying to get out of his service of serving Nawab Hussein Shah, still, when the Nawab Susan Shara came to find out, because Sanatana Goswami was claiming he was sick, and that's why he was absent from his government service, that when the Nawab Hussein Shara came, Sanatana Goswami and all the Brahmins stood up and showed him respect. Because they understood that the king is a representative of Krishna. He's empowered to be a king because Krishna is empowering him to do that, to take that activity. So he showed respect. So we don't have to criticize the leaders we have. We have to understand that these are all instruments of Krishna, mostly to keep us captivated in the illusory energy. So we offer them respect from a distance, and then we take shelter of Krishna. We don't try to fight against them or criticize them or claim we're their victim. No, we just understood this is who Krishna sent us, you know, because of our past desires, to be our leader, and now we have to just choose the real leader and offer these other leaders respect from a distance, knowing that they were empowered by Krishna ultimately to lead us to Krishna. So take shelter of Prabhupada and his instructions, and those who have taken shelter Prabhupada's instructions, and follow their example and instructions, and then Krishna will give us all his blessings. Anything else? Kuala Grantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.